on the windowsill, then chaytusin. Then it's called a good chatzitzis. The mayit in the shear of tefach tefach, it would stop the tumah from coming through. But the yimlav, if these things cannot stay by itself, then ain't chaytusin. Then they're not called a good chatzitza. And Rashi explains, because the actual chovius, the barrel and the basket themselves, they cannot be a chatzitza because they're makabel tumah. Therefore, we have to look, if they would not be here, would the oichel or with the tevin itself be able to stand and make a chatzitza, then it helps. Now the question is why? For a tevin shtrua, chozid lebehemtoi, even if you want to say it wasn't hukshel kabotumi yet, but it's edible, it's usable, you give it to your animal to eat, so you're not going to leave it there. Shmuel says anything you'll take away to use is not mamayit. So for a shtrua, you could use to give to the animals. So Gemara says, we're talking about pisaria. We're talking about that Rashi says nirkav, it like rotted away already. This shtrua, it rotted away, you can't even feed it to animals. Fred Gemara, but chosi latina. But listen, you could use it to make cement with it. So you're not mavatlet there. For chosi latina. So Gemara says, true, the ispe koitsi. We're talking about, though, that it has koitsim, it has thorns inside this shtrua. Therefore, you can't use it to make cement either. So Gemara says, but still, chosi lasaka, you could use it for fuel, to make a fire, to burn things with it. So Gemara says, b'metuna, we're talking about that it's wet. If it's wet, you can't use it for fuel. So Gemara says, so what? But chozi lehesek godol, if you have a big fire, a big bonfire, it's still usable. So Gemara says, no, hesek godol lo shriach. It's not shriach to have a hesek godol. So therefore, this room straw that's wet, you have no use for it. Therefore, if it itself would stay on the windowsill, it would be considered a chatzitza. It would stop the tumah from coming through. Then the next case is gregris, dried out figs. So Maria says also, I hachozile, you could eat them. So why does it say it's mamayit? So Maria says, Amar Shmuel, Shmuel answers, Bishahas rifu. We're talking about here that it became wormy, that these figs are wormy, they're not edible, you're not going to use them. And Vechain Tona Rabavarahua, Bishahas rifu. We're talking about that these figs became wormy, and therefore you would leave them there. You don't need them, you're not going to use them. Therefore, that's the locha, that if they could stay on the window without its barrel, then it would be a good chatzitza. Now the Gemara is, Hai chov yisechidomi. Like you're telling me now, the barrel itself is not good for chatzitza. It's not good. Why? Because it's makabel tumah. Now the Havaminyus, we're talking about now a barrel made out of a kli cheres, an earthly barrel. Now, hechidomi, how is this barrel situated? How is it staying in the window? E de puma labar, if the mouth of the barrel is on the outside, litzad habayis, Rashi says, shein hameis b'toichoi, the mouth of it is facing the other room where the mace is not. So which side of the barrel is facing the room of the mace? The outer side of the barrel. So then the Gemara asks the question, hi gufa tichoitz, that the barrel itself should be called a good chatzitza, even though it's makabel tumah, but the klal is, toho kli cheres einoi metamei migaboi. That a klicheres is not makabel tumah from the back of it. It's only makabel tumah from the inside of it. See, if you're telling me now that the back of the barrel is facing the room where the mace is, so that side of the klicheres is not makabel tumah. So since that side is not makabel tumah, that should be called a good chatzitza. So even the barrel itself should be called a good chatzitza, should be memayit in the chaloyim. Like, why do we say we only have to look as if the barrel without the barrel? The barrel should also be good. So Gemara says, true, elu depum elagav. We're talking about that the mouth, the opening of this barrel, is facing the room where the mace is. So therefore, the tumah goes inside the barrel and it's metama, the barrel. Therefore, it cannot be called a good chatzitza. And the boy is same, another terot I can tell you, li'olam rilu de puma labar. We're talking about that the mouth is facing outside. So inside, towards the mace, is only the outside of the barrel. But hoka, b'mayaskinon b'chov yishomatchis. Here we're talking about a metal barrel. A metal barrel is makabel tumah both inside and outside, therefore the barrel itself cannot be a chatzitza. Therefore we have to consider only the peres themselves without the barrel. Alright, turn over. Now the Gemara says, "Meisve have a kasha new Shmuel." It says, "Alocha asovim shetol shon vehenichem mechaloyim." If you have asovim grass that you pulled off, and now you put them on this chaloyim that's exactly tefach by tefach, and now the ace of this grass takes away from the shear, or else the grass grew up by itself, and now it's inside the window, or else you have rigs, shein behem shalosh al shalosh, that the rigs are not three tefachim by three tefachim, they're not makabel tuma, and they are now situated inside this window, on the windowsill, or else for your aver v'habosar hamududolim the behemol v'chaya, or else you have a limb of a behemol v'chaya, or else you have a bosa, a piece of meat that's like hanging from the animal itself. The animal is alive, but it's bosar hamududolim. Rashi says shetlushin, it's like ripped off a piece of meat, but umurim the mixas are still a little bit attached to the animal, and this meat now with the limb is staying on the window. Or else v'oif sheshochin v'chaloin, or else if you have a bird that's resting now on this window, or else v'yoyvit kechovim sheyoshe v'chaloin, you have a goy that's sitting on this window still now, or else uben shmoine hamunach v'chaloin, or else you have an 8 month old baby that was born after 8 months, and the locher is that baby for sure is going to die. So if that baby now is on the windowsill, we'll soon see all these cases are considered a good chatzitza. It stops the tumor from coming in. The hamelach, and also if you have salt there, or kli cheres, and if you have a kli cheres there. Again, like Rashi says, she'achrob letzad oil tumor, that the back of it is facing the room where the mace is. Therefore, the kli cheres itself is not makabel tumor. Therefore, it's called a good chatzitza. And v'sefer Torah, or we have v'sefer Torah lying there on the windowsill, kulam memayatin b'chaloin. All these cases, they take away from the shir of a tefach and a tefach, and therefore they consider the good chatzitza, they stop the tumor from coming through. Avo but hasheleg, if you have snow, if you have borot, if you have hail, if you have glit, if you have like ice, ukfor, and you have like frost, if you have mayim, if you have water, kulam ein memayatin b'chaloin. All these things are not memayat b'chaloin. Since these things melt away, they don't stay there, therefore they're not called the good chatzitza. Now the question though in the ratio is, in the ratio we learned, for hasovim, there's grass that grows, or the grass that you put on the windowsill, lukura, why is it called mamayit? Why is it called the good chatzitza? Chazil lebehemtoi. You could take it and use it to feed your animals with it. So according to Shmuel, anything that you could use is not called the chatzitza. So the more answers we're talking about over here, the yafrasta. We're talking about this type of grass, Rashi says, vusam hamovis. It's like poison ivy. Lebeimah for the animal. Therefore, you're not going to use it for your animals. Therefore, you'll leave it there. Therefore, it's called a good mechitza. It's called a good chatzitza. The next case is, oy sholo mealeim, or else that the zroyim grew up by itself. So, more is the question, kivun de karshala kaisel, shokali. Like we learned before, you're not allowed to put zroyim next to a wall. So the fact that the things are growing next to the wall is harmful for the wall. So for sure you're going to uproot them and throw it away. It's not going to stay there. Rabbi says, the case is like this. The Kaisel Churba. We're talking about now that this Kaisel, the wall, is in a Churba. It's a haunted place. You don't care about it. So therefore you're not going to throw away the Zeroyim. The grass that's growing there. Rabbi Papa says, no. Ah, feel the Kaisel Yisha. Even if you want to say we're talking about a regular kaisel in a regular house, in a yishuv. So then it's a shver that the zroyim l'chur ruined the kaisel, so you're for sure not going to leave it there, you're for sure going to throw it away. The answer is, beboyin chutz l'shloisha l'chalein. We're talking about that the roots are planted three tefachim away from the wall, and they grow straight up. And now, by the window, like bend over. Therefore, these are stubborn that are growing like into the window, they're not ruining the wall. Therefore, that could be mamayit, that could take away from the shir b'tefach v'tefach. Then the next case was matlonius, that if you have rigs that are not 3x3, they're not makabel tuma, they could be mamayit. So where is the question, why? Chodzele l'kriya de levusha. You could use it for a patch. If you have a hole in your pants, you could use that material, that rig, for a patch. So something you could use. So where it says, bismichta. We're talking about that it's a very thick material. Since it's thick material, therefore you can't use it for a patch. Samaria still though, chazi liyumna, but still an umin. Rashi is like a surgeon, when he lets out blood, he needs something to wash down or to wipe off the blood. So he would use this thick material. Samaria says, veriska. It's almost like a sack that the outside is not smooth. It could scratch you. So therefore you're not going to use it to wipe off blood. For the Gemara, iberiska, we're talking about now a sack. Shein Boshol Shasholish, what does the price to say? As long as it's not 3x3 tefachim, then it's not makabel tuma. It should have said rather, Shein ben arbo al arbo, because a look of a sack, the other Torah says 4x4 is the shear to be makabel tuma. Me boile, that's what it should have said. As long as it's less than 4x4, it could even be 3x3, still it could be mamayit. So my answer is, I'll tell you, kain riska, enachnaim, it doesn't mean a real sack here. It means a rag, material. Just this material is very coarse, very harsh. It could scratch you like a sack would do. Then the next case was, v'yo'ever, v'yahabosar ha'madudolim be'behemo, if you have a piece of meat, or you have a limb of an animal lying on the windowsill. So that's mamayit. So why? Because the animal is still alive, therefore it's not makabel tuma, therefore it could be called a good katitza. So here's the question, uvechayo arka v'yozlo l'chura, they'll run away? Listen, the animal's alive. The animal will run away. So why is it called staying there? It's not called a chatitza. So my answer is b'kshura. We're talking about the animal is tied down. So Gemara is soat shachik lo. L'chura, what you're going to do now is shech this animal. If the animal like is going to die later, it's like it's not a trophy yet, I haven't mean it was. So it's aiming to make a shechita now. If you're going to shech this, it's not going to stay there. So my answer is no, b'tumeya. We're talking about the animal is a tumeya. Or else we're talking about that it's a trefa, that you're not going to shecht it. For the Gemara, so what? But mazvin lola nochri. Listen, you'll sell it now to the guy, and the guy will be able to use this meat. So again, this meat is not going to stay on the window. It should be mutter. It should not be called a chatitza. It's aiming to be taken away. So we're talking about the kechusha. It's very lean meat that is not worth anything. Even a guy would not buy it. Posik, chef and more still, posik shagil ala klovim. But listen, even so, you'll take it and throw it to your dogs. Still worth it to give it to your dogs to eat. So Marin says, kivon diikut sar balachayim. We're talking about right now that the animal is still alive. So to pull off this limb or to pull off this meat that's hanging is tremendous sar, it's pain to the animal. So therefore, lay off it. People will not pull off this piece of meat now to give it to the dogs because of sar balachayim. Then the next case of the braiser is v'oif. Sheshochen the chaloin. If you have a bird that's resting on the window, so that's mamayit. So Gemara asks why? Porach v'yozel, the bird could fly away. It's not only meant to stay there. So Gemara is talking about pekosher, where the bird is tied down. So Gemara still asks, shochet light. Listen, mistami, you're going to shech the bird. Gemara says no, but tameya. For the Gemara, good mazvan ol nochri, but he could sell it to a guy. The Gemara bekal nisa. We're talking about that the bird is a very lean bird. It's not worth it to sell. The guy would not buy it. For the Gemara though, good, but Yoyevle Linuka, you give it to your kids to play with it, it's still worth it, you still take it away. And the Gemara of Masaret, someone has like claws, it has nails, it'll scratch your son. You won't give it to your kids to play with. For the Gemara Kalnisa, it's a very lean bird here, Le Masaret, they do not have claws, nails, they don't scratch. And the Gemara means to say, Cain Kalnisa, it means a bird like a Kalnisa, that is very skinny, very lean, so it's not worth it to sell to a guy. And also you would not give it to kids to play with because it could scratch you. Therefore, you leave it there. Then the next case of the Breiser is, v'yoyvikichovim sheyosha b'chaloin, v'yaz a guy that's sitting on the windowsill. For the Gemara, a koi v'yozel, he'll get up and move away. Why could he be mamayit? He's not going to stay there. And the Gemara b'kofas, he's tied down. So Gemara says, so what? Osi chavre shorilate. Listen, it's a person. He'll call his friend. His friend will untie him. Like a person is not going to stay there. And the Gemara b'mitzayra, talking about that the person untied up on this window still is a mitzayra. So nobody will come over to untie and we stay away from a mitzayra, from a leprosy. For the Gemara, osi mitzayra chavre shorilate. No, good, he has the mitzaras. He has leprosy. But another friend that has saras will also come and help him and untie him. The Gemara says, Radel, the case is going about over here, elo b'chavushe malchus. A person that's like put in prison by the government. He's tied up by the government. They tied him up to stay there now. Therefore, nobody will untie him. Therefore, in such a case where a guy is tied up in the windowsill now, and he's going to stay there now for a while, he would be mamayit. A guy is not makabel tuma. Therefore, he could be a chatzitza vein hatuma. Then the next case of the braiser is, ubein shmoine ha'munach v'chaloin. If you have an 8-month-old baby that's lying there on the windowsill, he's mamayit. Gemara Swai, ask Yima Dorile, listen, the mother's going to come and take the baby away. It's still alive right now. True, it's going to die. But because the mother's alive, the mother takes care of it. And the Gemara B'Shabbos, we're talking about now that it's there on Shabbos. And on Shabbos, this kid is Muksa, you're not allowed to touch him. Since he's going to die, he's like a mace for Hilchas Muksa. The Tanya we learned, Then Shemoyne, if you have a kid that's an 8 month old baby, Hareyu Kievin, he's like a stone that's muksa. And the Yosla Tatli, you're not allowed to touch him for Shabbos on Shabbos. But the mother, Saicha, all of his life, bend over, Umanikosai, and nurse him. Without touching him, just letting him nurse. If they ask the Kona, of course it's the Kona, like you're not supposed to let him die. As long as he can live, you have to let him live. So here, kids, we're talking about now on Shabbos. So on Shabbos, the kid will not move. So it's a chiddush here, you see, it's enough. As long as he'll stay, they'll be there for one complete day. That